Nightblade's Vengeance by Ryan Kirk. Performed by Emily Wu Zeller. Osamu sensed the prince before he heard him. Yoshi, the future monarch of the kingdom, had a distinctive presence, strong and vibrant even in a crowd. Osamu poured a second cup of sake and set it down. Yoshi picked it up in one smooth motion as he sat down next to the Nightblade.
I don't know why I think I'll ever be able to sneak up on you. I keep thinking that someday your guard will be down, and I'll be there, right behind you.
Osamu raised his cup in Yoshi's direction.
May we both live long enough to see the day.
Yoshi mirrored Osamu's gesture, and they sipped at the sake silently. After a while, Yoshi made a show of inspecting the cup.
It tastes better than it did yesterday.
Your senses are heightened. Even my cooking would taste good tonight.
Yoshi laughed, a soft sound on a quiet night. The mood over the camp was somber, given that all gathered knew the work they would be undertaking the next morning. Curiosity lighting up his face in the firelight, the prince looked at Osamu.
Is it the same for you? Is your sense heightened when danger is near?
Osamu didn't speak. He just nodded slowly. Osamu had a question for the prince, but despite the cycles of their friendship, he hesitated to ask. A sip of sake gave him the courage.
Are you going to be able to live with what we do tomorrow?
Yoshi leaned closer to the fire, holding his hands near the small blaze for warmth.
Are you afraid we're going to lose?
Osamu shook his head, a gesture he was certain was barely visible under the hood that he wore. Even here, with his only friend, he hid his face. Who knew who was out there watching, hiding in the camp disguised as a blade? The best defense against an assassin was secrecy.
No, we will win. It will be dangerous. But we have one of the largest assemblies of Nightblades in history for this mission. Some of us will fall. But we will win. No. I'm more worried about the heart of the kingdom if we do this thing.
Yoshi didn't react to his statements, but Osamu could see that his friend was thinking the same thing. After another moment of silence, Yoshi responded.
It is not a good decision, but it is the best. If word gets out about what happens here tomorrow, it will be hard for us. But if word gets out about the village, the kingdom would collapse immediately. In this, I agree with my father.
Is it worth the cost?
Yoshi shrugged.
I do not know. I believe so. The kingdom protects tens of thousands of citizens. It is not a good thing we do. But if the kingdom requires the sacrifice of 100, I will make that sacrifice.